bank. So please bring me peso that I can have for mine to get my señorita something for Christmas time. On Christmas Eve I watch for you and I know sleep a wink. If I no get Lolita something, she feels bad, I think. So please, Senor Santa Claus, this Christmas be so grand. If I get peso to buy a ring for my Lolita's hand. I don't know what I buy for her, I think I buy a rose. So she can wear it in her hair most everywhere she goes. Please, Senor Santa Claus, this Christmas be so grand. If I get peso to buy a ring for my Lolita's hand. If I get peso to buy a ring for my Lolita's hand. If I get
it's the memory of an old. Trunk, and it brings back sweet memories dear to me. Though it's faded and worn, it's as precious as the morn when I found it neath our first Christmas tree. Every word, every line. Guess I'm always sentimental round this time. Pardon me if a tear falls among my Christmas cheer. It's the memory of an old Christmas card. You know, I don't know why I get this feeling sentimental about this time every year. But every time I see a Christmas card, I somehow can't help reminiscing about the very first Christmas that you and I spent together. What a beautiful Christmas card you gave me that year. Why, I know you must have looked through thousands of cards to find that wonderful poem that still brings a tear to my eye.
I thrill with every word, every line. Guess I'm always sentimental round this time. Pardon me if a tear falls among my Christmas cheer. It's the memory of an old Christmas card. It's the memory of an old Christmas card.
Galvana's Menswear Main Street Katy. Large selection of Christmas gift ideas, boots, pullovers and shirts. Casual wear including hoodies, jeans, footwear and much more. All at the keenest prices. Euro accepted at keen rates. Q McElvanna's Main Street Katy is well worth paying a visit to. Q and the staff of McElvanna's would like to wish all their customers a Merry Christmas and a Merry New Year.
To our surprise, said the mighty Santa Claus,
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
I remember Christmas time, not so.
Special offers at Super Value on the Cloy, 10 kilograms of pink potatoes, $2.49, Family Circle biscuits, half price, $2.99, Revel Annie Italian wine range, 3 for £10. Take advantage of our special charge on Euro here at Super Value on the Cloy this festive season. €1 equals 90p, now until Christmas Eve. All the reasons to shop at Super Value on the Cloy. The management and staff of SuperValu Honor Cloy would like to wish all our customers a happy Christmas and a happy New Year.
You're listening to Trevor Dixon's Christmas Sing-Along. 10 instrumental tracks of everyone's favorite Christmas tune. Sing along to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Tap your feet to the ever-popular I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day. And listen to the lovely Mary Poichard. This CD is available at Trevor's Live Gigs, or alternately, you can order by phone on 02892-692123 or 07734-318778. Part proceeds from this album go to the Children's Heartbeat Trust. Trevor would like to thank everyone for their support throughout the year and wishes everyone a very happy Christmas and a prosperous New Year.
we had some music back to back, bringing us back there. That was Jamie's First Christmas from Foster Nannan. Before our commercial break, we had music from Billy McFarlane, Christmas in Heaven, and George Hamilton the Fourth for Christmas in Heaven. Those two saying good evening, or good afternoon, sorry, to Kitty and Noel Collins over in Rathmullines, and also going out to Elizabeth over in Lisburn. Jim Reeves with Senior Santa Claus, and Big Ed with an old Christmas card, and those are going out saying good afternoon to Ben and Mary Brady and Emmy Field. Request coming in from Agnes Naden and Noma, and we also had Go Tell It on the Mountain from Gareth Brooks. Here's Up on the Housetop. It's come with Twitty and the Twitty Birds.
Up on the housetop, reindeer paws, out jumps good old Santa Claus. Down through the chimney with lots of toys, all for the little ones' Christmas joys. First comes the stocking of little Nell. Oh dear Santa, fill it well. Give her a dolly that laughs and cries, one that will open and shut her eyes.
Ho, ho, ho!
Who wouldn't go?
Ho!
The housetop, click, 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 down through the chimney with good Saint Nick.
As I drew in my head, it was turning around, down the chimney Saint Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had slung on his back. Well, he looked like a peddler, just opening his sack. His eyes, how they twinkled, and his dimples, how merry. Why, his cheeks were like roses, and his nose, like a cherry. He had a droll little mouth, all drawn up like a bow. And his beard on his chin was as wide as the snow. The stump of a pipe, he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke hid in circles. His head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a round little belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf. And I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head let me to know I had nothing to dread.
Yeah, up on the house top there from Come with Twitty and the Twitty Bird. Now, relax from the hustle and bustle of the Christmas rush and come along to the Christmas dance in Killeen, Laurent Hall this Friday night. Dance the night away to the super shines of the one and only Kenny Paul. And don't forget, that's Kenny Paul this Friday night, Killeen, Laurent Hall. And may we at Killeen take this opportunity to wish all our patrons and Radio Star listeners a happy Christmas and a peaceful and prosperous New Year. Cookstown British Legion, Saturday the 18th of December, dancing to Country Beat for Take Your Pick Jackpot, £210. And the Cookstown British Legion would like to wish all our patrons a very happy Christmas and a peaceful and prosperous New Year. Monday the 27th, dancing to M&S Country. And the 1st of January, it's dancing to Wee Tom. And don't forget, coming your way, just after news of 3, we'll be joining our gospel programme. That's New Life in Christ, presented to you by Anne McCartney. The message brought to you by Lawrence Russell. Take a couple of little gospel numbers now. And this is Faith Hill with Away in a Manger.
Little Lord Jesus, a sleep.
Yeah, that's the man from Galilee there. Love a little track there from our gospel Christmas album from Christy Lane. And, of course, don't forget, we'll be joining Anne McCartney to present the program New Life in Christ. And the speaker is Lawrence Russell this week. That's coming your way after three. It's good afternoon now to Rich Cecil and Jenny over in Glen Ann. A very happy Christmas to you both. And I'd like to send out season's greetings to all the staff here at Radio Star. Great to chat to you, Cecil. And this is Narvel Felt. It's Not the Presents Under My Tree.
Here it is Christmas again this year. Everyone's filled with the season's good cheer. This is my Christmas love song to you. For your holiday spirit through. Snow may not fall, but it matters not. The one thing I want, I've already got. 'Cause it's not the presents under my tree. It's your presence right here next to me. A gift wrapped with ribbons don't mean a thing. My greatest gift is that you wear my ring. To see in your eyes what's in your heart. That to know will never ever part. And to share each day of the year with you.
Christmas album with It's Not the Presents Under My Tree. Good night to Cecil and Jenny, and I'd like to wish a happy Christmas to all the staff here at Radio Star. Likewise to yourselves. Now coming your way just after the news and weather and the break at top of the hour, we'll be driving our gospel program New Life in Christ. Also at top of the hour at 4, taking you all the way through in the drive time, will be Clive Ballaris, and then wrapping up live broadcast tonight in Late Night Country, it's our very own Jenny B. Let's head to the newsroom. Our news at 3.
Our country.
From the Sky News Centre at 3, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been granted bail at the High Court after a judge rejected an appeal. The 39-year-old whistleblower is wanted in Sweden for alleged sex offences. Two people have been found guilty of killing a gay civil servant in a homophobic attack. 18-year-old Ruby Thomas and Joel Alexander, aged 20, hurled homophobic abuse at Ian Bainham before attacking him in London's Trafalgar Square in 2009. Both were convicted of manslaughter. The victim's sister Jenny paid this tribute.
Ian was a fantastic social sort of person. He had a fantastic knack of engaging with people. no matter where he was, and he could mix with anyone, really, at whatever level.
A former minister says all drugs should be decriminalised and argues prohibition and the war on substances has been a failure. Bob Ainsworth says he changed his mind on the issue during his period as a Labour minister at the Home Office, but the coalition government's ruled out making any changes. Former Conservative Party Deputy Leader Peter Lilly agrees with Mr Ainsworth to an extent.
We ought to have a root and branch investigation of the whole of drugs policy. By no stretch of the imagination has it been a success. It may be that there are no possibilities going beyond prohibition of hard drugs, but we ought at least to look at it. I think he's right there.
Ireland has been warned it must legislate to allow abortion in certain circumstances following a landmark ruling from the European Court of Human Rights. It found one woman's rights were violated after she was forced to seek a termination abroad. Music fans have illegally downloaded 1.2 billion songs this year. The industry body, the BPI, says nearly 8 million of us have chosen not to pay for tracks. In sport, we should know within the next few weeks whether the 2022 World Cup will be moved to the winter or not. The tournament's to be held in Qatar, where temperatures rocket during the summer months. And England have dominated the opening day of the third Ashes Test in Perth. At the close, England 29 without loss. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Gove.
Radio Star Country.
Visit Clean Hardware, where you'll find our 15,000 square foot superstore for unbeatable prices on power tools, power washers and generators. Many new stock lines have been added to our range at Clean Hardware. Pet supplies, car accessories, vehicle batteries, marble and porcelain tilers and adhesives. Curtain poles, glass and key cutting service in store. All makes of chainsaw, chains, cut and made to order while you wait. For all your hardware needs, why not visit Killeen Hardware, Killiecopple Road, Armagh. We are open Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. We are now open during lunchtime on Saturday mornings, 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Telephone Killeen Hardware on 028 37 522 317.
Electrical goods order before the VAT increase, even if you don't need them for a few months. Secure them with a deposit and we will store them for you. Dalzells of Market Hill have been serving the community since 1956. In that time, we have travelled the length and breadth of Ireland many times. Dalzells of Market Hill are one of Ireland's largest independent electrical retailers. We would have over 70 televisions on display, now in a two-storey showroom. With LCD TVs costing from as little as £139, 42-inch plasma from £399, LED TVs from £219, and the new 3D TVs from £999. If you're looking for the latest televisions, we stock Samsung, LG, Sharp, Toshiba, Panasonic, JVC and many more. With vacuum cleaners from Dyson, Miele, Hoover and many more. Small domestic appliances from Murphy Richards, Telfon, Kenwood and many more. We offer free delivery province-wide as well as Dublin, Louth and Monaghan.
Tile and Stove Culture, Derry Hill Road, Portadown. Tile and Stove Culture are a family business who specialise in exclusive floor and wall tiles in marble, limestone, handmade terracotta and mosaics, etc. in polished, honed and brushed formats which have been carefully sourced throughout Europe. We also supply quality multi-fuel and wood-burning stoves, namely Morso, Firebelly, Mulberry, Brosley, Thevix range and other brands. We are fully authorised by these companies to sell their products and a full manufacturer's warranty applies. We also stock and supply quality shielded chimney systems, including insulated twin wall flues and flexible flues with all accessories. Why not call our showroom and see our display of stoves and beautiful natural tiles, and we will take time to discuss your requirements. You will get friendly, professional, honest advice, and a delivery service is also available throughout Ireland. After-hours appointments are available on request. If you're considering building a new home, renovating or building an extension, then call Wesley on 028-38-33-5225 or 048-38-33-5225 if you're calling from Southern Ireland, or visit the Tile and Stove Culture website for more details. www.stoveandtileculture.co.uk. Why not let tile and stove culture bring earth and warmth to your home? That is Tile and Stove Culture, Derry Hale Road, Portadown.
On the boil, there's no fancy carpet and no telephone, but the one thing our house is.
It won't be long till Christmas. Clear out recession cares. Place your ad with Radio Star and sell your Christmas wares. Telephone Searle on 075 197 09876 or Jim on 028 686 31893.
Radio Star Country.
And now for your local weather update, brought to you courtesy of Radio Star Country.
Yeah, some bright spells and snow showers with bitterly cold northerly winds sets in. A high risk of ice with heavy snow in the north. And temperatures ranging -1 to 4 degrees Celsius. Just after this short message, we join our gospel program, New Life from Christ.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
The management and staff of Radio Star Country would like to thank all our advertisers and listeners for their support throughout the year and to wish you all a very happy Christmas and a happy New Year.
Welcome once again to the New Life in Christ program, brought to you from Killeen Hall in Armagh. I trust that over the next 30 minutes you'll stay with us as we seek to bring you a message from God's Word, the Bible, and listen to some gospel music. If you were tuned in last time, you'll know that we're joined throughout this month by our friend Lawrence Russell, and Lawrence will be along shortly to bring us a message from God's Word. Before he comes along though, let's sit back and enjoy some gospel music, and we're going to start today's program by listening to William Sayers singing My Jesus, I Love Thee. So stay with us and we trust you enjoy the program. Hi, Jesus, I love thee. Well, now we're going to listen to Mildred Rainey singing There Is a Redeemer. And after this piece, Lawrence will be along to bring us a message from God's Word.
Thank you for listening to the program today. We are in the month of December looking at some Bible verses that speak of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Last week the text was taken from the book of Isaiah, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." Deity and humanity resplendent in the one glorious person, Emmanuel, God with us. Today I want to come to the New Testament and the Gospel of John. Perhaps the best known text is John 3 and 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The story was told of the late D.L. Moody, the great American evangelist. On one occasion, he invited Henry Moorhouse from England to preach in his church in Chicago. When Moorhouse arrived in the States, Moody was not at home. But on the first night of the mission, Moody phoned his wife and asked and said, "How did the preacher get on tonight?" She said he preached on John 3 and 16. On the second night, Moody phoned again to inquire about the meeting. His wife said he preached again on John 3 and 16. The third night when Moody phoned, the answer was the same. He preached on John 3 and 16. Every night for 7 nights, young Moorhouse, the English evangelist, preached on this wonderful verse. And Moody said, "I resolved to look at that text again. I was impressed by the fact that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." Many years ago, we used to have a speaker who came to our children's meeting. He brought along a coconut. It was cut in half and both halves were hollowed out and hinged together. From it he would bring a little banner and on it the words of John 3 and 16. He called it the Gospel in a nutshell. And that's exactly what it is. The words of this text are so simple that a child can embrace them, yet so profound that all the wisdom of the ages cannot fully comprehend them. They are so personal that it is impossible to truly believe them without a personal appreciation of the love they express. They are so tender that hearts of stone have been broken by their message. Of all the expositions and sermons that have been preached in John 3 and 16, I still liked the children's chorus best. 25 words in John 3:16. No greater text has ever been seen. 12 about God, 12 about me, Son in the center, verse 16, John 3. Now, keeping in mind what I said about sermons and expositions, I want to take three simple points from the verse today. I want to talk about the greatest love that ever was shown, the greatest gift that ever was given, and the greatest step that ever was taken. The greatest love that ever was shown. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Let us think of the world, first of all. That is the world of mankind. It is not that the world was loving toward God. The very opposite is the case. Paul will make clear in Romans chapter 5 that sin has entered into the world. He traces it right back to the first man, Adam. For as by one man, Adam, sin entered into the world, and the result is separation from God, hatred of God, enemies in our mind by wicked works. A very somber description of mankind is given in Romans chapter 1. Nevertheless, the fact remains that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. This is the greatest love that ever was shown. The Apostle John, writing in the New Testament, said, "Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son on account of our sins." We have looked at the world that God loved, but notice how one of the smallest words in the verse would stand out. God so loved the world. That is the extent of God's love. This word "so" is very emphatic and very impressive. It literally means love to such an extent. Love that no tongue can teach. Love that no thought can reach. No love like his. We began today to speak of the love of God and the extent of that love. But here is a love that we cannot begin to reach its height and we cannot begin to plumb its depth. Nansen, the Norwegian explorer tried to measure an extremely deep part of the Arctic Ocean. The first day he used his longest measuring line but couldn't reach the bottom. He wrote in the logbook, "The ocean is deeper than that." The second day he added more line but still could not measure the depth. So again in his record book he wrote, "Deeper than that." After several days of adding more pieces of rope and more pieces of cord to the line, he had to leave that part of the ocean without learning its actual depth. All he knew was it was beyond his ability to measure. So we too cannot plumb the depths of God's love. Coming now to the thought of the greatest gift that ever was given. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Many in the world's history have given of their wealth to help others. Some have given millions, others have bequeathed their estate and fortunes to charitable causes. But here in John 3 and 16 is the greatest gift that ever was given. God gave his only begotten Son. One who had a special relationship with the Father. One who was and is unique, without equal. What a tremendous thing it would have been if, to demonstrate his love for men, God had sent an angel, even one of the mighty cherubim. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Now we must understand today, it wasn't just that God gave his Son to the manger in Bethlehem, and he did. But in giving, God gave his Son to the shameful death of the cross. We hear John say again, "In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him." And the words of Paul bring the message home to all of our hearts. God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The death of Christ upon the cross brings life, eternal life to those who put their trust in him. Romans 6:23 tells us that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And again, God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. May I ask you today, have you Christ? This is not religion. This is not doing the best you can. This is receiving Christ as your own personal Savior. This is knowing him in that personal way. And this life is eternal. This is life in Christ Jesus the Lord. John's words again, God has given to us eternal life, and this life as in his Son. The Lord Jesus said, "And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent." Now I want to come to the last point today. The greatest love that ever was shown, the greatest gift that ever was given, but now the greatest step that ever was taken. In our verse, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is the step that must be taken. This is the greatest step. In this chapter in our Bible that I have quoted from, in John chapter 3, the Lord Jesus is using an illustration to Nicodemus. And he said, "As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life." It wasn't just enough for the serpent to be made of brass. It wasn't just enough for it to be lifted up upon a pole. There was a step that was necessary. There was a step that must be taken, that was a look of faith and the acceptance of what Moses had said. It is vitally important that you should understand that today. It's not just enough to know that God so loved the world, not just enough to know that he gave his only begotten Son. There is a step that you and I must take, that whosoever, let me stop there for a moment, doesn't that include you today? Doesn't that include me? It certainly does. I must take that step. Whosoever believeth in him, that is the Lord Jesus, some might ask today, believe what? Believe that Christ dying on the cross died for sinners. Believing that Christ dying upon the cross for sinners died for me. My guilt and my sin laid upon him, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. As I finish, could I ask you today, have you taken this step? Perhaps I speak to some, and you have intended to take this step sometime. Friend, listen, only a step to Jesus, then why not take it now? Come on thy sin, confessing to him thy Saviour bow. Only a step to Jesus, believe and thou shalt live lovingly. Now he's waiting and ready to forgive. Thank you again for taking time to listen, and may God bless you today.
Jesus loves me.
singing Jesus Loves Me. Well, Lawrence, we want to thank you for being with us this afternoon, and we look forward to you joining us next week once again. To each of our listeners, thank you for taking the time to tune in, and we trust that you'll join us again next time. Remember that we're on the air on Radio Star Country 981 Medium Wave, Sundays at 2 p.m. and Thursdays at 3 p.m. and we look forward to your company with us week by week. You can get in touch with us by writing to the New Life in Christ radio programme, 9 Dougherty Road, Tynan, County Armagh, BT60 4TE. You can also log on to our website at www.newlifeinchrist.org.uk or email us on info@newlifeinchrist.org.uk. Finally, just remember that the New Life in Christ Gospel Hour continues at Killeen Hall, Market Hill Road, Armagh, every Sunday night at 7:30 p.m. and the speaker on Sunday the 12th of December will be Matthew Shanks. So if you're free, do try and get along. Well, friends, we're at the end of another programme, and we're going to leave you this afternoon by listening to Mildred Rainey singing Burdens Are Lifted at Calvary. And until next time, it's goodbye from me and each and every one on the New Life in Christ programme.
I was down there at McQuillan's, Mailsborough, Portadown, getting tall measured for our John's wedding. They have all the latest styles in men's wedding suits for hire, and you want to see the range of waistcoats and cravats. And better still, if you can't find the colour to match the bridesmaids' dresses, they will make the cravats from your own material. McQuillan's weddings must be good because they have won numerous awards from the leading bridal magazines. If you fancy a look at what they have to offer, you'll find them at 50 William Street, Portadown. And now that it's formal season, they also have a great selection of dinner suits for hire. That's McQuillan's Menswear, 50 William Street, Portadown. Telephone 028-38-354764. The leading hire wear specialist. McCabe Super Value Newtown Butler Retail Winners in Northern Ireland Awards 2010 have great value in store this Christmas. Two bottles of Coke £1, Cookstown Cocktail Sausages £1.99, Prince's Ham 69p, Bachelor's Ready to Serve Soup 400 gram range, half price 39p, Fleur £1. Processed King Size Roasting Tin £1.99, Bottle of Smirnoff 70cl only £9.99, Bailey's £9.99, Bushmills Whiskey 70cl £13.99, 8 pack of Magners £6.99. Linda and Declan McCabe would like to thank all their customers for their custom throughout the year and to wish them all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Everyone's so happy.
With Christmas just around the corner, why not visit Walker's in Market Square, Armagh, where a beautiful decorated store is full of practical Christmas presents, including knitwear and scarves. And our fashion department are offering 20% off all autumn fashions. In Walker's superb underwear department, snug pajamas and dressing gowns make ideal presents. And if you still can't decide, why not give a gift voucher, the can't go wrong present. Also, to give you a little extra time for shopping, we're open to 8pm on Friday the 17th and Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday of Christmas week to 8pm. Walkers of Armagh wish all their customers a very happy Christmas and a joyous new year. You can contact Walkers by telephoning 028-37-522-181 or calling from Southern Ireland 048-37-522-181.
Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful. Yonder in glory when the crown is won. Jesus is now the star divine, brighter and brighter as he will shine. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star.
Welcome back to the program. We had from Isle of Grand there, the star of Bethlehem, and that was Olivia Newton-John, Geraldine Wade, Elvis Presley, and Come All You Faithful. They're going out. So thanks to the team at New Life in Christ, to Alan McCarthy, who presented the program, and to Lawrence Russell for the message. Of course, tune in the Sunday afternoon again at 2 o'clock. The team will be along with another message. And here's just care to write to them. That all-important contact address is New Life in Christ Radio Programme, 9 Dougherty Road, Tynan, County Armagh, BT60RTE. You can also log on to www.newlifeinchrist.org.uk.
I would say good afternoon to all our gospel listeners, but those as well. And Noel over in Cahar there, thanks for your calls. Now, it's, phone lines are closed. We'll reopen the game with the Cowboy after four. He's coming your way on the drive time, 4-8. I hope he doesn't get snowed in. He could have to be, they could have to camp in tonight if it's given the weather it's supposed to be. So I'll go for a couple of tunes, Bob. We have from Marty Robinson. Don't hang the mistletoe. And this one from Jane Stewart. I love Christmas. Say good afternoon to Jane, Walter, and Gary. Please write on the highways and byways. Little 40 drop by and told me. For safe driving to you.
This world's a better place when blessed with peace and grace. What a shame it only happens once a year. A time when we rejoice, give happiness a voice, and forget about our troubles, cares and fears. When Santa Claus comes riding across the winter snow, and people kiss beneath the mistletoe, how I love Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. Oh, I love Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. Carol singing with the family, lots of gifts underneath the tree, lots of kids playing in the snow, Rudolph's big red nose. How I love Christmas, Christmas, love, peace, forgiveness. I love Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. Why people can't be friends, I don't pretend to know the reason why. But if only once a year, real happiness is near, I'm thankful for the joy of that great day. When Santa Claus comes riding across the winter snow, and people kiss beneath the mistletoe, how I love Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. Oh, I love Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. Carols singing with the family, lots of gifts underneath the tree, laughing kids playing in the snow, Rudolph's big red nose. How I love Christmas, Christmas, love, peace, forgiveness. I love Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. Oh, I love Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. Oh, I love Christmas, Christmas, Christmas.
Christmas from the coal miner's daughter Loretta Lynn, followed up with Mo Brandy and Rudolph the Red Nose Reindeer. All being well, talk to you tomorrow evening around 4. Yeah, that's if we're not snowed in. Carboy coming your way now after 4, and 5 for me, folks. Take care if you're out and about.
Ringing on the tree, apples, nuts, and candy. Oh, what a Christmas be. The day lay the organ, and we'll all sing all at night. We'll have a good old country Christmas.
Reindeer games, then one foggy Christmas Eve,
1, the Sky News Centre at 4. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is expected to be released from prison later today after being granted bail over sex charges in Sweden. Mr. Assange has strongly denied the allegations against him and claims he's the victim of a smear campaign. He's received death threats and has spent the past week in solitary confinement. His mum, Christine, says his release is great news.
I'm very, very happy with the decision. I can't wait to see my son and to hold him close. I had faith that the British justice system would do the right thing and that the judge would uphold the magistrate's decision. And that faith has been confirmed today.
Two people have been found guilty of killing a gay civil servant in a homophobic attack. 18-year-old Ruby Thomas and Joel Alexander, aged 20, hurled homophobic abuse at Ian Bainham before attacking him in London's Trafalgar Square in 2009. Former Home Office Minister Bob Ainsworth says the war on drugs has been nothing short of a disaster. He says all drugs should be decriminalised and says he changed his mind on the issue during his period as a minister. His comments have been dismissed by the Prime Minister David Cameron. There's anger from unions at plans to slash the number of UK Coast Guard stations. The current 18 stations will be cut to just 3 24-hour operational centres and 5 substations. The Maritime and Coast Guard Agency claims they're modernising the coordination of rescue teams. Chief Executive Sir Alan Massey has reassured the growing number of people using seas and beaches.
The safety provision that we've got through rescue providers will be, if anything, improved as a result of the proposals that we've made. The coordination of all those assets will also be upped, increased in quality by what we're doing, and so they have nothing to fear.
In sport, England have dominated the opening day of the third Ashes test in Perth. Chris Tremlett and James Anderson took 3 wickets each as they bowled out the hosts for 268. And music fans have illegally downloaded 1.2 billion songs this year. The report comes from the industry body, the BPI, which says nearly 8 million of us have chosen not to pay for tracks. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Gover.
Radio Star Country.
Stay warm at Killeen Hardware with our extensive range of cast iron stoves, fire grates and fire accessories. Stoves from only £350 plus VAT. Save pounds with our energy efficient condensed fire boilers, all makes of boiler parts and burners in stock. Insulate your homes from our stocks of insulation solutions or wrap up warm with our Snickers and Fort West casual safety workwear. Did you know that Killeen Hardware is also major stockists of Calorgas and Kingsbury Coal? For all your hardware needs, why not visit Killeen Hardware, Killiecopple Road, Armagh. Opening times Monday to Friday 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. and open during lunch times. So telephone Killeen Hardware on 028 37 522 317.
Get your electrical goods ordered before the VAT increase. Even if you don't need them for a few months, secure them with a deposit and we will store them for you. Dalzells of Market Hill have been serving the community since 1956. In that time, we have travelled the length and breadth of Ireland many times. Dalzells of Market Hill are one of Ireland's largest independent electrical retailers. We would have over 60 range cookers on display with the latest Range Master display stand in the country. Built-in kitchen appliances on display from Bella, Bosch, Hotpoint, Neff, Range Master to name but a few. If you're looking for the latest American-style fridge freezers, we stock Fisher and Paykel, LG, Leaper, Range Master, Samsung and Whirlpool. Dalzells checks the currency rate daily to give you the best deal on your euro. We offer delivery free province-wide as well as Dublin, Louth and Monaghan.
There's always fire in the kitchen.
Highland Stove Culture, Derry Hill Road, Portadown. Highland Stove Culture are a family business who specialise in exclusive floor and wall tiles in marble, limestone, handmade terracotta and mosaics, etc., in polished, honed and brushed formats which have been carefully sourced throughout Europe. We also supply quality multi-fuel and wood-burning stoves, namely Morso, Firebelly, Mulberry, Crosley, Pevix range and other brands. We are fully authorised by these companies to sell their products and a full manufacturer's warranty apply. We also stock and supply quality shielded chimney systems including insulated twin wall flues and flexible flues with all accessories. Why not call our showroom and see our display of stoves and beautiful natural tiles, and we will take time to discuss your requirements. You will get friendly, professional, honest advice, and the delivery service is also available throughout Ireland. after-hours appointments are available on request. If you're considering building a new home, renovating or building an extension, then call Wesley on 028-38-33525 or 048-38-335-225 if you're calling from Southern Ireland, or visit the Pile and Stove Culture website for more details. www.stoveandtileculture.co.uk. Why not let Pile and Stove Culture bring earth and warmth to your home? That is Pile and Stove Culture, Derry Hale Road, Portadown.
On the boy, there's no fancy car, but then no telephone, but the one thing our house is.
Won't be long till Christmas. Clear out recession cares. Place your ad with Radio Star and sell your Christmas wares. Telephone Searle on 075-197-09876 or Jim on 028-686-31893.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. The management and staff of Radio Star Country would like to thank all our advertisers and listeners for their support throughout the year and to wish you all a very happy Christmas and a happy new year.
Radio Star Country.
And so for your local weather update brought to you courtesy of Radio Star Country.
Yes, well, I mean, I left home, it was snowing anyway. But I'm here still snowing farmers now. An awful lot of farmers here, let loose in County Monaghan. Snowing farmers, so it's not too bad, folks.
I don't believe I've seen a colder Christmas. Behind the bins, the trees keep hanging on. He just can't take the freezing nights alone. From my window I watch laughing kids throw snowballs. And I'm haunted by the ghost of Christmas past. I thought I had erased my heart and mind of all the memories. Surprised at what I'd written on the glass. I wrote your name in the frost of the winter, and every single letter shed a tear. I wrote your name in the frost of the winter. My Christmas wishes. Wish that you were here. Kids outside can't wade their way through snowdrifts. Your enthusiasm always shining through. The mantle where we used to hang the stockings, the corner where we used to stand the tree, are empty like my heart, that feeling so alone at Christmas. Prompted me to print the name I love unconsciously. I wrote your name in the frost on the window, and every single letter shed a tear. I wrote your name in the frost on the window. My Christmas wishes.
Well, that's very welcome along to the programme. Who was that? And I asked, played in the top team. Christmas Eve. They get the teeth in, twist knot. And we Terry Smith with I wrote your name on the frost on the window. 87988 if you're local. I'd like a request or dedication. 047-87988 from outside the Monaghan Exchange, from north of the border and beyond. 00353478788. And get you through to me. Mightn't get you much sense, but you'll get through to me anyway. Here's Liz Anderson. The players won for the wee farmer there, Alan. The six gun kit.
He rode into Abilene, the year was 81. That town made him sheriff before the day was done. They knew he was a tough one from the way he snarled his lips. But what impressed them most, he had six guns on his hips.
Six guns.
Now Abilene was troubled by a cattle rustling gang. Zeke and Zach and One-Eyed Jack and Pete and Fearless Fang. Crazy Kate, their leader, the way the dirty deeds they did. The town agreed this was a job for the six-gun kid. They met inside the Blue Nose Saloon to plan their strategy. The six-gun kid said, "You just leave old Crazy Kate to me. She may be full of dirty tricks, but I know everyone." Then six-gun saddled up his horse and rode on out of line.
Six-gun.
He ran up on Zeke, the barman, just outside of town. Sneaked right up and caught him with his saddle blanks down. Zach cooped up when he holed up in that old dead-end draw. And One-Eyed Jack, the fool, just thought he could outrun the law. And followed Pete for many days, but finally lost his track. Then nabbed him at feeding grain behind some barley sacks. Fearless Fang was cornered inside the general store. Six guns spied him by the apples and a barrel by the door. He thought he had him near the cheese and cold salami cut, but he finally caught him over by the candy and the nuts. One day, Six Gun was hunting, looking for some food. He heard a sound, and there was Kate hiding in the woods. Crazy Kate cried, "Let me go, I've changed my evil ways. She wasn't working at the orphanage, and that's where she is today." So the Six Gun Kid had done his job and saved the town from shame. Everyone in Abilene was grateful he had came. He'll always be remembered there for all the good he did. And Abilene, still Abilene, thanks to the six-gun kid.
Six guns, he wore six guns. He had six guns on him.
Yeah, the six gun kid there. Going out to our local farm there. Young Alan, you take a handy boy. Keep the machinery between the greenery. I want to say a big thank you to our First Lady of Country here on Radio Star. That's the one and only Rita. Great show, as always. I've already got my days mixed up. Tomorrow's Friday. And Rita's back tomorrow evening, between the hours of 4 and 8. To play us good old country and gospel and Christmas music. So we'll have one of each. We'll have a good old country tune and a Christmas tune for her. Yes, and I was saying, we're rummaging. Is that the right word? Rummaging through my vinyl. I find one of the albums I thought I hadn't got no longer. I must get it all on the CD. It's Merle Travis and Johnny Bond. I love this here. When the Whippoorwills sing. And we followed up with Do-do-do-do. Good. Tail race.
Oh, the stars and the silver moon are shining. All around is the sweetness of the spring. But I'm sad and in loneliness I'm pining for the one I shall never see again. How I long for the day when I shall meet her, if it be where the angels sweetly sing. She is mine and the thought of her grows sweeter when it's time for the whippoorwills to sing. Remember the night she made the promise, and these words said to me great joy did bring. I'll be true, and you know you'll find me waiting when it's time for the whippoorwills to sing. How I long for the day when I shall meet her, if it be where the angels sweetly sing. She is mine and the thought of her grows sweeter when it's time for the whippoorwill to sing. When it's time for the whippoorwill to sing.
A year ago this Christmas, and we're wondering if you miss us. Don't know why you ever left and went away. The kids are lonely here without you. They even wrote cold. Don't leave them all alone Christmas Day. Oh, don't you miss their arms around you? Do your memories surround you? Don't you know it's not their fault things are this way?
Many Christmases ago, Dan Reeves on a Lonely Christmas Card, and we had Oh, it was good, Harry, yeah. Johnny Vaughan and Mary Travis. And what the world thing. Going out to our First Lady of Country, one and only Rita. A great show this afternoon. And the good news is, take us back tomorrow, being Friday, for tickets. Don't you dare listen. I've no odds lined up yet, so never retuned if it was up to our odds. Charlie Fry.
John Holden, the perfect gift for Christmas. New CD, Anna, is now in all good record shops and from Music City, Dungannon and the Bow Street Mall, Lisburn. So get John Hogan's new CD, Anna, now, the perfect Christmas gift. Head on down to Music City.
Anna, the stocks are running. Singing the letters of summer time.
Are you looking to save up to 75% on Christmas gifts? Factory Direct is the place to go. Specializing in end of lines and seconds in top branded men's clothing. Save a fortune on the retail price. There's a huge selection to choose from. Knitwear, shirts, trousers and jeans. Suits, shirts and ties, coats and leather jackets. All up to 75% off the retail price. That's Factory Direct, 50 William Street, Portadown. Open 7 days a week to Christmas. Telephone 028-38-351096.
Christmas, sir.
therapy has helped very many people to overcome feeling bad, baggage from the past, stress and tension, anxiety, stage fright, smoking, weight problems, phobias, and some physical issues can alone but a few benefits. It can also assist significantly with sports and academic performance. Not to be confused with states of gnosis, individuals always remain in control, and hypnotherapy is a relaxed, powerful way of making positive life change where this is desired. Each session is conducted sympathetically, affordably, and confidentially by an experienced, qualified hypnotherapist. For an appointment or inquiry, telephone 07752-627715 or leave your details on the secure message service. When your call will be returned as soon as possible. The website, theatreclinic.com, that is PLATOCLINIC.com. Hypnotherapy, making positive change possible.
Lucky, I guess. Going out to Roberta and Tommy and Mervyn and Colette. Yeah, that was Jimmy Ryan. Big hit for our very own Gene Stewart many moons ago. 087988. Should you be local? You're not so local, it's 047878. A couple of worse, a couple of local like me. From north of the border and beyond, 003534787988. Hello, this one. Say hi to Walter and Jean and Gary out on the highway. And by the way, hi to Peggy and Eric Maloney in Hillsborough, and to Daisy and Sheena, and to Margaret and David Benson in Lisbon City. Johnny Rodriguez and Run for the Border.
$100 over the border, 1,000 miles out of mine.
Well, I can't count for the machinery, but let's go with this one in the meantime. Little Christmas number, Santa. Teach me to dance, never mind the dancing, Santa. Bring me plenty of presents.
Oh,
over the border.
A thousand miles out of my mind. Oh, what was I thinking? Thinking I could drink all that Mexican wine. And who in the world is this woman? I've never seen her before. But I've got a feeling that she's got a husband. Someone just kicked down the door. Better run for the border. He's never gonna understand. Better find a place to hide on the other side of the Rio Grande. Jose's tall, dark, and handsome. She said as she reached for her clothes. But he's mean as a snake when his woman takes right from under his nose. I said, this is a great time to tell me. She said, I thought he was in jail. Well, I'm Jose's wife. Jose's got a knife and Jose is hot on your trail. Better run for the border.
Jennifer, Jim and Maria Gallagher,
son, John Creamy.
I'm living here too with our living Christmas tune from Dean Stewart and Big Tom.
Why
people can't be friends. I don't pretend to know the reason why, but if only once a year, real happiness is near. I'm thankful for the joy of that great day, when Santa Claus comes riding across the winter snow, and people kiss beneath the mistletoe. How I love Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. Oh, I love Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. Carols sing with the family, lots of gifts underneath the tree, laughs and kids playing in the snow, Rudolph's big red nose. How I love Christmas, Christmas, love, peace, forgiveness. I love Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. Oh, I love Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. Oh, I love Christmas, Christmas.
Cecil and Jenny in Glenann, and it's over good and country for you. Hi to Bridie and James in Glenavy, to Hal McCann in Donnismore, to Philip and Agatha in Carrickmore, to Agnes, Veronica, Gareth, Patricia and Seamus, and there's a rock outside Dungannon. Hi to Basil and Primrose in Loudon, to close the phone to Mary Early, Geraldine and Fallon and Margaret Bella.
Looks like this bad rainy weather kept everyone else in the room.
face me where your love sees me. I'm sitting in a bar in the middle of the day, just whiskey chasing all my troubles away. Another shot of Southern comfort, water on the side. It's crazy when a man allows himself to be so taken for a ride. But love is so strong, it does what it wants to. And I'm whiskey chasing memories of me and you. The music in the background sounds like it's pouring out of my heart. Seems like every time the saddest song has played, a sadder one will start. I wonder what's happening in the bar across the street. There's got to be a place in town where broken-hearted people go and meet. Hey, friend, another round. When you're down at this end, I'm whiskey chasing, world's way again. I need more Southern comfort when you're down at this end. I'm whiskey chasing my troubles away again. I'm whiskey chasing my troubles away again.
Country, country. Oh, very good afternoon, good evening to Hannah and Willie Bradshaw in Five Mile Town, right to Edmund and Anne in Bury. Hi to Anne from Lap and Dungan, to Noel and Kitty Collins in Rathmaline. Hi to
Yeah, Tim and Ray Gallagher and family once again, and Basil and Primrose and the two Jays, big fans of Billy McFarland. We love Christmas in the Heaven, and we followed up a nice little gospel track from Johnny Cash and June Carter,
United Faith from James Gibson, Tim Cookstown, Leslie Hall, Sam Bush, John and Annie Purdy.
Memory of my own, I love. are growing wearier each day. Still I've got another journey on my mind. Lures of this old world have ceased to make me want to stay, and my one regret is leaving you behind.
But if it proves to be his will that I am first to cross, and somehow I've a feeling it will be, when it comes your time to travel, likewise don't feel lost, or I will be the first one that you see.
And I'll be waiting on the far side banks of Jordan. Meager fare. It's crawled as trembling hands and failing eyes.
So I'll rest here on the shore and turn my eyes away until you come, then we'll see paradise.
And I'll be waiting on the far side banks of Jordan. I'll be sitting drawing pictures in the sand.
Johnny Cash and Gene Carter and the first official version. A song written for them, Far Side Banks of Jordan, written by Terry Smith. I'm going to have a little tune from him. I wrote that song there. Useless information, I know. We said hi to Tony and Wayne McGivern from Banbridge. To Liz and to Margaret and to Penny and Robbie. Gretty and Jim, to Seamus and Veronica, Billy and Patricia, to Tommy and Jay, Lenny and Caroline and Paddy Joe, to Vivian and Gemma, William and Adam, Ruth and Marv Maxwell, to Betty and Ray, to Charlie and Kathleen over in Blairy, Seamus and Ann and Craig Avon, and to Jim and Randy and Andrew Martin and Joe and Tracy Balmer and Bonley. Terry Smith and Christmas in the Air.
There's a rosy glow on your cheek. There's cheer in each hello that you speak. Everywhere you turn, someone's trying to speak. And Grandma's in a fit. He's out there in the kitchen. Snowflakes are trickling down. Colored lights are twinkling all over town. There's a special something going around. I'll tell you what it is. It's Christmas. Christmas in the air. Christmas. Christmas everywhere. Little children wouldn't do wrong only there. Cause from Timbuktu to Kalamazoo, it's Christmas in the air. The fireplace is needing more wood. Our cookies baking, smelling so good. Precious meat is covering the whole neighborhood. And listen, can you hear far off some bells ringing? That smile on little darling, cause she's an angel in the nativity scene. I'm a full-fledged grown-up feeling 14, cause everywhere it's clear that it's Christmas. Christmas in the air. Christmas. Christmas everywhere.
News Centre at 5. A failed asylum seeker who killed a 12-year-old girl in Blackburn while banned from driving is being allowed to remain in the UK. Mohammed Ibrahim ran off, leaving Amy Houston trapped under the wheel of his car in 2003. His lawyer argued successfully that his human rights would be infringed if he was sent back to Iraq because he has a young family. Amy's father, Paul, says he's very disappointed by the ruling.
He has a family life, and he can take
that family life anywhere in the world he wants to. So
the only person who's been deprived of a family life here
is myself, because my daughter's dead.
Amy was my only child, and I can't take her anywhere.
Ireland's been told it should relax its abortion laws after the European Court of Human Rights ruled a woman had her human rights violated by the country's ban. The woman was in remission from cancer and, fearing her pregnancy might cause a relapse, went abroad to obtain an abortion. Two people have been found guilty of killing a gay civil servant in a homophobic attack. 18-year-old Ruby Thomas and Joel Alexander, aged 20, told abuse of Ian Bainham before attacking him in London's Trafalgar Square in 2009. Both were convicted of manslaughter. Mr. Bainham's friend, George Ritterton, can't believe the attack happened
where it did. Maybe the crowd of streets of Vauxhall or something like that, but to have it in the middle of Trafalgar Square before 11 o'clock on a Friday night, I find astonishing.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is expected to be released from prison later today after being granted bail over sex charges in Sweden. Mr. Assange has strongly denied the allegations against him and claims he's the victim of a smear campaign. In football, Manchester City kick off in an hour in their attempt to win their Europa League group. They're in Italy to face Juventus. Roberto Mancini's men have already reached the knockout stage. And internet shoppers helped spur on the retail sector last month. Figures show web business accounted for a record 10.5% of all sales online growth. Overall monthly sales volumes rose by 0.3%. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Gove.
Radio Star Country.
Kelly Hardware Superstore, Kelly Copper Road, RML, suppliers of all building materials, plumbing, and agriculture supplies, deliver to your doorstep, the great value shop for the profession and the DIY enthusiast. Don't move, but improve your home at Kelly Hardware with doors, floors, spare parts, bathroom suites, showers, and family units. Laminated flooring for only $7.50 a square yard plus VAT. Prices slashed on interior oak doors from only £55 plus VAT. All on display at our showroom. For all your hardware needs, why not visit Killing Hardware, Killy Copper Road, Armagh. Opening times are Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. We're open over lunchtime. Call us on Killing Hardware on 028-372-317.
For all your needs and electrical goods.
Models of Dyson vacuum cleaners, Lotus, Panasonic, Miele, and LG in stock. Also all makes of kettles, toasters, mixers, and blenders, and electric blankets. Why not make your wedding list at Dalziel's? For choice, quality, and value, visit Dalziel's of Market Hill, your second to none TV and electrical appliance store. Telephone number 028-3755-1406. Once again, that telephone number for Dalziel's of Market Hill, County Armagh, 028-3755-1406.
Tile and Stove Culture, Derry Hill Road, Portadown.
Tile and Stove Culture are a family business who specialise in exclusive floor and wall tiles in marble, limestone, handmade terracotta and mosaics, etc. in polished, honed and brushed formats which have been carefully sourced throughout Europe. We also supply quality multi-fuel and wood-burning stoves, namely Morso, Farbelly, Mulberry, Crosley, Stevix range and other brands. We are fully authorised by these companies to sell their products and a full manufacturer's warranty applies. We also stock and supply quality sealed chimney systems, including insulated twin wall flues and flexible flues and all accessories. Why not call our showroom and see our display of stoves and beautiful natural tiles, and we will take time to discuss your requirements. You will get friendly, professional, honest advice and a delivery service that's also available throughout Ireland. After-hours appointments are available on request. If you're considering building a new home, renovating or building an extension, then call Wesley 028-38-33-525 or 048-38-33-525. 1-800-335-2225 if you're calling from Southern Ireland. Or visit the Kyle and Stoke Culture website for more details. www.stokeandtileculture.co.uk. Why not let Kyle and Stoke Culture bring earth and warmth to your home? That is Kyle and Stoke Culture, Derry Hale Road, Portadown.
On the boil, there's no magic card on the telephone, but the one thing I have is...
It won't be long till Christmas. Clear out recession cares. Play charade with Radio Star and sell your Christmas wares. Telephone Searle on 075-197-09876 or Jim on 028-686-31893.
Ho, 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 it's Santa here, getting ready for another year. Taking a break from a busy day to tell you what I have to say. To buy or sell, both near and far, advertise with Radio Star in the coming season of Good and Glad. Telephone Jim with your Christmas ad on 028-686-31893. Keenest rate that can't be beat. Dial now for best of treats. Dancer, prancer, go, 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 Donald and Blitzen. Ho, ho, ho.
Won't be long till Christmas. Clear out recession cares. Play charade with Radio Star and sell your Christmas wares. Telephone Searle on 075-197-09876 or Jim on 028-686-31893.
Single there from Pat and Jenna in Glen Chain Country, Loving You. and say hi to Pat and Mary up in Mahara. Lovely people. Hi to Donnie, my old friend up there, to Terns and Anne Flanagan. Do hope you are well. To Robert Nairs Ketterson in Cash. Was I had to Tommy Coulter in Tranahogan, and to Ronnie and Paul Charles over. And all the boys and girls up there. From Linkbox Joe and Michael Kelly. No more. From Lindsay Scott, I never really knew ya. You say goodbye. Goodbye.
Well, I never really knew till you said goodbye. You said it's finally over and it's you that why. You said it hurt enough of all those little lies. I never really knew till you said goodbye. I guess getting home for me didn't take too long. Well, I never really knew till you said goodbye. You said it's finally over and here's the reason why. You said you'd heard enough of all those little lies. I never really knew till you said goodbye.
Till you said goodbye, that's Lindsay Scott. Private evening to Noel L. Clutter.
Yeah, finally found that song, Noel. I know it's been a fortnight since you asked from us. But this is Norma Jean, these flowers.
In December. And just excuse me 1 minute.
Can't have that. Be trying this other machine. Crossing fingers. The joys of live radio. Ta-da-da-da. Norma Jean. She was a bit conspicuous when she was performing. She's not gonna take the cowboy that way. Get on with it, dear. No. Well, I should be a reprimand for it. I'll be back to a couple of nice ladies there asked me to play a tune for myself. Will do. Christmas for Cowboys. We'll have a word with Norma Jean now.
Different
and eggnog and Christmas parade. I'll take my saddle, I'll take the reins. It's Christmas for cowboys on the wide open plains. The night, the stars overhead are the Christmas tree lights. The wind sings a hymn as we bow down to pray. It's Christmas for cowboys on the wide open plains.
Cowboys.
Back to normal, James.
Yeah.
It's finally agreed to sing the song for you in the walk. These flowers.
The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. The Virgin Mary had a
Contracts from 6 Mile Cross County Tyrone are groundwork specialists, specializing in the clearing of all types of sites, domestic, dwelling, landscape, gardening, agricultural buildings, all types of chicken houses, cattle sheds, slurry tanks, commercial buildings, and demolition work, etc. We have over 25 years experience with all types of earth moving equipment available. You can contact us on 078-11-959-866 or at the office on 028-807-58126. McKillen Contracts, 6 Mile Cross, County Tyrone.
From the Kansas store on the corner.
Ladies, is there a wedding in your house this year? Son or daughter, brother or sister, when you're looking for occasional wear and a wedding dress, there's only one place to shop. We are Breeze of Murray, ladies' occasion and bridal wear with the X Factor. We are located on the south side of Hill Street in Murray. Telephone Breeze on 028-302-63841. We are closed on a Wednesday. Breeze of Murray, occasional and bridal X Factor icons. Remember the name? Breeze, 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 Breeze.
Save me. For true love is the treasure of treasures.
Robert Painter's Menswear Armagh for that special gift this Christmas. Brands include Remus Omo, Duck and Cover, Camel Active, Wrangler, Woolsey and Eterna with sizes up to 4XL. Special value in the suit department with suits starting at £99, wedding and formal hire in stock. Robert Painter's Scott Street Armagh, telephone 028-375-26434 where prices won't be beaten.
Yes, you're very welcome back. Just gone 25 past five. Like a request or dedication from the north of the border. 0035347878788. From outside the Monaghan area, 0478798. If you're local, 87988. Very good evening to you, Jimmy and Jean Agnew. It's Ron Rowan to Bobby and Yvonne Clanahan. Also, hi to Sarah Costello and to Leanna in Draperstown, to Christine Rice over in Leighton Maria, if I remember my serves right, to Hugh Down and Threesa, Tony O'Hare and Tommy Trainer, Fancy Feet. Hi to Paddy and Threesa Grant, Newry City, to Bobby Stanford. Say hi to William McComb also, and to Vincent and Mary and Morris, to Bertie and John, and to Eileen and Wesley Ross. Well, it's Ben Reese with Honky Tonk Flair, followed up with Randy Corner and Ring Telephone Ring. Keep it on country, balls.
Monday through Friday, I'm a family man. I love my woman and dad, I can't come as I can. I'm friends with a neighbor that needs a kid to go through. But on Saturday, I'm honky tonk blues.
Ramifications of this machine here. Made of it for me. At the moment it's well off, but I shall sort of it. Plan B, ring, telephone, ring, round the corner. Johnson and Margaret, to Mona and Huey in Randallstown, to Mary Nave Kearney, sorry, in Muffalin. David Nolliff McLean to Marvin and Batty, Elizabeth Quigley and Edith West, Jackie and Ethel Cordner, and Mona and Maggie in Mount Norris, and Annette and Leslie in Hillsborough. You could have heard this. John Brent around here. Where are you, Christmas? I followed up with Alice and a Christmas lullaby.
Why can't you go? back, and I promise you that there'll be no tears, my lady. No tears, my lady. We're back together now.
Marty Robbins and No Tears, My Lady. Well, a very good evening to Heather and Jude and Helene Clark and my mum in Oma. Quite a joy.
And I live in Porto Dan.
Nice to say hi to John and Daphne Wilson in Porto Dan. To Cecil Cairns. To Jim and Roberta Dixon. Tommy Anderson. Jim and Adam McCoy and Gordon and Lorraine. John and Barbara Wilson, to Van and Robert and Craig Allen,
to Harlan and Pritchard, to Gibson Hill, to Brian and Cynthia and Mark and Hill, to Gilly Lily Franz and Ben Burb,
and Edmund Paul and Maureen.
This little jam here,
a fairy tale Christmas, and we'll follow it up with Little Snow Girl.
I'll be a little snow cowboy before too long.